This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, June 14th. God's word to you today is receive and practice. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 4, verse 9, from the Amplified Classic Version, and it says, "Practice what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and model your way of living on it, and the God of peace, of untroubled, undisturbed well-being will be with you." John 1, verse 29 says, "The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him, and declared, 'Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" This is according to the New Revised Standard Version. The Lamb of God that takes away, that cleanses the sin of the world. Cleansing is part of the package delivered to us by Jesus. David, prophesying in Psalms 103, verse 12, says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." This is according to the New King James Version. In other words, Jesus took sin so far away, it cannot return. Honestly, if you look at the work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary, there is nothing else to give your life to, really. Nothing else. Hebrews 10, verse 4 says, "For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sin." 1 John 4, verse 10 says, "In this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." In John 1, 35 to 42, please read, John, the son of Salome, lets us know that Jesus has spent time with the men who later became his disciples before he called them. The account of the call of the disciples that we see in Matthew 4, verses 8 to 22, Mark 1, verses 14 to 20, and Luke 5, verses 1 to 11, please read, is the classic call. Jesus prayed overnight and then went out to call the disciples. You would think that Jesus was just walking on the road, saw some people, and said to them, "Follow me." However, John gives us perspective that Jesus had already met these men and built a relationship with them. Jesus had watched them for a while, and then he prayed about them. It was after he had known and built a relationship with them, watched them and prayed about them, that he went to look for them at their workstation and said, "Follow me and I will make you." Imagine you are Peter. And a stranger walks up to you and says, "Give me your boat." Will you give him your boat? Jesus used Peter's boat and then said to him, "Follow me." It is John, the son of Salome, that gives us the missing link, that Jesus already built a relationship with these men before they became his disciples. Peter was Andrew's brother. Andrew brought Peter to Jesus, and Philip called Nathanael. All this happened before Jesus himself called them. Why is it important to know that Jesus already had a relationship with these men before he called them? Paul says to Timothy in 1 Timothy 5 verse 22, "Lay hands suddenly on no man." I'm pretty slow to commit myself to people, really slow. I'm very fast at doing many things, but when it comes to appointing leaders, I am very, very slow. When God's Favorite House started, for over a year, there were no pastors or ministers. You can relate this to every area of life, in business, in life generally. Before you yoke yourself with people, be slow. Jesus took his time. He hung around them first, saw them in their natural state. Jesus saw them and he knew before he engaged them, and that is big. Lay hands suddenly on no man. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, help me not to be reckless with my life because of the price you paid for me. and the pattern you laid out for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.